For years, there were rumours, dismissed as conspiracy theory. But in just a matter of days, allegations of sexual abuse, even paedophile rings by Westminster politicians, have become very real.
The rapidly growing scandal surrounds a dossier of evidence handed in here to the Home Office in the 1980s. 114 related files are now missing, and there are serious cries of a cover-up.
The top civil servant at the Home Office commissioned an almost secret internal review of the missing files last year. He won't reveal who conducted it, but says it concluded that the files were not inappropriately destroyed. He faced a grilling by an unconvinced parliamentary committee on Tuesday.
Did you tell the Home Secretary what was in the report? Did you say, don't look at this report?
But is there any doubt that the Home Secretary at the time acted in a way which was not appropriate?
There is a lot of concern over the 114 files. Not even you know the names of these files.
The Home Secretary has announced an independent inquiry to allay some of those concerns, but it already risks derailment. Critics say the chair of the inquiry is an establishment figure who must stand down. In the meantime, the crisis is spiralling by the hour. One MP has said copies of the files do exist and people have seen them, but they are all bound by an Official Secrets Act, so cannot come forward. And abuse charity NAPAC says at least 10 famous politicians, including a former prime minister, have been named again and again by alleged victims calling their helpline.
Over the years, we've received many allegations of abuse at the highest levels of government. Past prime ministers, past senior members of the British cabinet have been mentioned as abusing children. It doesn't get much worse than that. We're talking about the worst kind of crime committed by the people who are supposed to be running the country.
NAPAC says current MPs have also been named. The days and weeks ahead may very well shake Westminster to its core. Nargis Mobaleri, Press TV, London.